Silence, chattering fools. Even in exile, I'm besieged by your babel streaming across the light years, polluting the great intervoid of space-time. Your triumphalist newscasts trumpeting your fortuitous victory over the green-skinned aliens. Your spurious concoctions of reality. Your hysterical celebrations of mammalian copulation. Your hyperdramas and laborious electronic orgies. The dull, incessant roar of all your metallic musics were programmed to break my will. But the Meekan is unbroken. The Meekan never sleeps. You may slaughter my treens or enslave them in your slothful so-called democracy and the tyranny of the weak. You may embed me in an asteroid and set me adrift in deep space, but I hover constantly on full alert in this tiny cell, my throne levitated by Venusian technology surpassing your earthling gimmickry. Far from the food baths of Mekonta, far from the glowing plexidomes and telesenders of the greatest city in the solar system, I nourish my vengeance with pure neural energy. Centuries of biotechnology have crafted this cranium and tuned my electrosensors, processing your feeble intelligence, your clumsy codings, only uses a tiny module of my evolving consciousness. The Meekan hears all your tawdry secrets. Are you there, Sundar, you traitor, who sold the treens into interplanetary slavery? Did you feel guilt fawning before Colonel Dare, the fatuous Digby, all the pompous bureaucrats of the Solar Federation? Were you seduced by the blonde earthling harlot, that female scientist who presumed to steal our knowledge? Did you crave some devious interspecies exchange of fluids? There will be death for Dare, but eternal torture looms for Sundar. Decades may pass, but the Meekan waits. And now the earthling transmissions are changing. There is a renewed frenzy and a new desperation. Your shaky interplanetary coalition is collapsing, as are your habitats. Cries of terror as great storms and tidal waves sweep your puny townships into the oceans you have poisoned with your animal filth. The spaceports of London and New York in flames. Screaming billions crawling across the deserts of Africa, gasping for moisture, your spawn squirming in the full glare of the cosmos, veiled no longer by your ravaged biosphere. The colonies cannot help you. Those tiny settlements on Luna will fail in a generation without the prop of Earth. Your grandiose schemes for terraforming Mars collapsed in a few half-finished pyramids. and already the trines of Venus are ready to throw off their shackles and drive their Theran overseers back beyond the flame belt into the jaws of the silicon monsters. And now, you, who would crucify me like a frog, a puny green globule of alien tissue, who would assert your right to rule all carbon-based life forms? You need my secret. The masterpiece of Treen science, so close to perfection in Makonta, till Dare and his minions intruded. You need the Intervoid Drive to take you through macrospace, to colonize the stars, to continue your viral replication beyond the galaxies. Decades may pass, but the Meekan is waiting.